Lanesfield Primary School, Liam Greenbeard and Jack Gold. Let's begin. Liam Greenbeard was bad. Very bad. In fact, he was bad with a capital B and A and D, which spells bad. If you dare listen, I'm going to tell you about Liam Greenbeard. If you don't want to listen to this bit, then put your fingers in your ears. Everyone thought Liam Greenbeard was mean and spiteful. That's because he was. He was an 86-year-old zookeeper, and all his animals hated him because he was mean and spiteful. His voice was very croaky and very scary, and he was born at number 6589896, Belgium. He wore clothes that were black and grey and yellow and green, and had a poisonous green beard. No one knew if Liam Greenbeard was called Greenbeard because he had a green beard, or whether he grew a green beard because his name was Greenbeard. And no one dared ask. He had an angry personality, very red shoes, and two hamsters. Most people described Liam Greenbeard as rude, stinky, mad, and shouty. His catchphrase was, "Ah!" He loved pizza. During the day, Liam worked in the zoo, where he shouted at the animals and was very rude to them. That's why they all thought he was mean and spiteful, because he was. But in the evenings, he went home to his home, which was a massive castle. Would you like to hear about Liam's massive castle? Yes, please. At the front was a big red door, as big as a whale. And when I say whale, I mean one of those big whales, not the little ones. The dusty, decrepit door made a disgraceful sound. There was a table as big as a volcano, and a chair as small as a pea. And right in the middle of the castle was a green thing. No one knew what the green thing was, but it was very green and very thingy. And as big as a volcano. You must remember the green thing. It might appear later on in the story. Okay. The castle was as big as the sea and full of dead flowers. Far away, you might be able to hear a piano playing, if you went there. But no one ever dared go there. It was decrepit and very old, just like Greenbeard himself, in fact. It was 10,000 years old, a bit older than Greenbeard himself. Inside were five doors leading to traps, and a mouldy pool and bath. On one side was a smashed, shattered window, and all around were statues of soldiers fighting. The place was made of wood, and the ceiling was a very dark orange. It is the kind of place you should avoid. On the day this story begins, which was a Thursday, there was a petrifying, blood-curdling storm. It was 2:36 in the morning, and a large pirate ship was sailing into the forest. Yes, you heard that correctly. A large pirate ship sailing into the forest. I'll tell you more in a minute, but first I need to describe the forest. Here goes. It was a very stormy night. Trees were being hurled about in the wind and into the sky. There was a river in the sky because of the storm, and nearby was a black shadowy bush and a beehive and some fish splashing. The wind whished by and sounded like a tiger scraping its claws. Rainbow birds flew overhead and squawked because it was such a windy day. The candy clouds sailed past very quickly, and suddenly a balloon popped. Pop! It was the balloon that belonged to Captain Jack Gold, the captain of the pirate ship which had just arrived in the forest. It was a gold balloon.
"Oh, dear," said Captain Jack Gold. "I'm having a very bad day. My ship has sailed off course and into a forest, and now my balloon has burst. I'm having a very bad day."
He stood on the deck and stared out ahead, and ahead was a very big castle, with a big red door, as big as a whale.
"Oh, I wonder who lives there," said Captain Jack Gold.
Captain Jack Gold was a pirate king, 33 years old, and loved coffee. He had a grumpy voice, especially when his balloon popped, and his ship was called the Big Percy, and it was completely gold, and so was Captain Jack Gold. He was dressed head to toe in gold. He had a gold eye patch, gold trousers, gold pants, and a gold hat. No one knew if Jack Gold was called Gold because he wore gold, or whether he wore gold because his name was Gold. He was born on the 2nd of April on Boney Island, and his dad was called Jiggle Jelly. And he liked biscuits. Jack, I mean, not his father. I don't know what his father liked to eat. Waffles, probably. The ship was called Big Percy. No one knew why. And it started to slide along the forest floor towards the big red door, as big as a whale. The front of the ship glided forward and just touched the doorbell of the big red door, as big as a whale. And the doorbell went, "Ding dong!"
"What do you want?" moaned Liam Greenbeard as he opened the door. "And what is a pirate ship captained by a man dressed from head to toe in gold doing ringing my doorbell at 2:36 in the morning?"
"Silver," announced Jack Gold, climbing down from his ship. "I wish for silver. I've had enough of gold. Gold this, gold that, gold the other. I want silver, and lots of it."
"Oh, then you better come inside."
Liam Greenbeard gave Jack Gold a quick tour of his castle, describing every part of it in detail. If you missed the description, you can go back a few pages and read it.
"What is that?" said Jack Gold, pointing at the green thing.
"See, I told you it'd appear in the story again. Here it is."
"It's a green thing," replied Liam Greenbeard, pointing at the green thing, which Jack Gold was already pointing at. "I don't know what he does. I don't know why it's here. But I like it. Would you like some tea?"
"Oh, yes, please."
"What sort?"
"Oh, gold blend, please."
And Liam Greenbeard went to make the tea. When he was gone, Jack Gold could not help himself and started looking at the green thing. He poked it, he prodded it, he tickled it, he squeezed it. Then finally, he lifted it up, and underneath was silver. That's right, silver, and lots of it. This was all Liam's loose change, which he had lost over the years and had found its way under the green thingy. Jack Gold started filling his pockets with silver, and when his pockets were full, he filled his mouth.
"How many sugars?" shouted Liam from the mouldy kitchen.
replied Jack. Liam returned from the kitchen with a tea with sugars in and saw Jack putting the final silver coin in his mouth. Jack tried to look innocent. Liam tried to look like he had not seen Jack trying to look innocent.
"Drink the tea," said Liam.
Jack shook his head, and you could almost hear the clinking of silver coins in his mouth.
"Drink the tea," ordered Liam in his most mean and spiteful voice.
Jack shook his head and looked very worried.
"Drink the tea or I'll push you through the five doors which lead to traps and you'll be trapped in the traps forever."
Jack drank the tea. The silver coins dropped into Jack Gold's tummy. One by one by one, plip by plop by plip. Liam laughed his most horrid laugh and said his catchphrase, "Arr!" and threw Jack out of his castle, not even waiting for him to finish his tea. And Jack climbed aboard his ship. The wind filled the sail, and off he sailed to another land with his tummy full of silver. His wish had come true, but not in the way he had wanted it to. And to this day, Liam Greenbeard can be heard telling the animals in his zoo of the day a pirate ship rang his doorbell at 2:36 in the morning, and a pirate took all his silver.